All right, so I have like this. But I wanted to tell you stories also. 1 second. All right, I'll talk about what I wanted to talk about, and then afterward, I have a few stories to tell you guys. Okay, Seder. All right. That was the women's restroom, right?
The restroom.
They actually believe this stupidity. It's unbelievable. Okay. So like this. This week's parsha talks about Yisachar Zvulun. Where does it talk about Yisachar Zvulun? So the Medrash brings down that Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave the bracha through Yaakov to Zvulun to be able to support Torah. And that's why he was always zeichet to have all that money. In order that, what's the purpose of all that money? In order to support Torah. And the Medrash brings down that you can't buy Olam Haba. You can't buy Olam Haba afterward. You can buy your way into Olam Haba. In other words, if somebody wants to go and buy a mitzvah, you can't go and buy a mitzvah. You can't buy Torah afterward. But if you cause the Torah, that's the Chiddush of Yisachar Zvulun, that you can cause Torah. And you can buy Olam Haba. It's an unbelievable thing, right? If you support Torah and you're causing him to be able to learn, you can buy Olam Haba. We believe in this. And that's, everyone knows the concept of Yisachar Zvulun. There's all these famous shilas in Yisachar Zvulun that everybody has. Does the Yisachar lose schar? That's a famous shilah. So there's famous terutzim. There's like Rechaim Volozhin said that even if he does lose schar, who cares? We don't do things for schar. But that doesn't, maybe the Yisachars today aren't as lishma to be. Yeah, that's not cool. Right? But that's what he said. Others say that the pshat said that, no, it's like ner le'echad, ner le'meya. It's like a candle. And the way it works is that, a candle, nothing comes, when you take off the candle, it doesn't lose anything from the fire that was. Listen, I can't admit that, I can't say that I know the answer to this question. The only people that know the answer to this question are in Har Menuchos. There's nobody that can know the answer to this question. But I think it's mekubal by us that the Yisachar doesn't lose anything. I think it's mekubal. Is the Zvulun going to know the Torah when he gets up there? The answer is the Chafetz Chaim says yes. Chafetz Chaim writes the Chafetz. Not only is he going to have the Schar of Torah, but he's going to know it. He's going to come up there, the Faherim on Baba Kama, and he's going to know the whole Baba Kama with all, What? Whatever your Yisachar did. Yeah?
Everything only, yeah. It doubles.
What? No, you get whatever he did. Oh, you mean you have your own stuff too? Yeah, that could be. Okay, and also, the other shilas, everyone asks me, what if you find out that your Yisachar is the guy that makes the coffee for the guy that makes the coffee for the guy that makes the coffee for the guy that makes the coffee outside the base medrash? You know that guy? Right? You find out I'm supporting this guy, and in the end, he was a total Igor. Right? So what happens now? All my money goes for I don't get anything from that? Well, it doesn't sound fair, right? But you get all the coffees and all that. So yesh lachkor. It could be it's the same shayla. I'm not going to go into this now. Just I know these are the shaylas everybody asks. So yesh lachkor. I'm telling you straight. These things are not borer. It's not borer. There's a lot of machlekes in these things. I'm just going to tell you that there's a big shayla. How does Yisachar Zvulun work? Right. What's a lumdus of how Yisachar Zvulun works? One pshat is, listen closely because it's a shmaka shayla. Is it the pshat that when Zvulun works, that work becomes Torah? That's one way the Achrayim learn. In other words, when I'm working now, when I'm, what things are work? What's a good work? What?
Stock
market. Stock market, right?
Right?
When I'm stocking at the market, I'm doing all those things, or whatever, I'm like, or I'm making, I'm knitting a pair of gloves. When I'm doing my work, so that work, the idea, why is that work Torah? Because that work is causing Torah. But the work is itself, you're getting schar for the work. Now that's one way of learning. Okay? The other way of learning is that you split the schar of Yisachar. Now that's two different malachim, right? The pshat is it the pshat that I'm causing it, so my work becomes Kaddish? The work becomes Kaddish. Or is it the pshat that, no, your work doesn't become Kaddish. The pshat is your work, it's Goyerim him, and you split the schar. So they want to say, it's totally in that child, right? If the pshat is that my work is Kaddish, so then who cares if Basayf, you find out that your Yisachar is a total Igor. Right? And this is what the Chafetz Chaim's Mahalach was. Chafetz Chaim held that if you have a Yisachar who Daka isn't learning, Chas Shalom, and you supported him, so it doesn't matter. Because Basayif, your the work is what's Kaddish. So you're not splitting your schar. And the Fidat Mahalich, if you think about it, it's very Gishmak. The Fidat Mahalich, that's why Yisachar doesn't lose anything. If you go with that Mahalich, let's say I'm going with the Mahalich that I support Yisachar. And Memela, my work becomes Kaddish. So then what am I getting the schar for? I get the schar for the work. Right? And so does Yisachar lose anything? Why should he lose anything? Sorry? One second. Mashenkin, let me just say the other side so you understand both stadim. Mashenkin, the other side is to say no. The pshat is that Yisachar learns and we split Yisachar's schar. If you go with that mahalach, so first of all, you could hear that maybe Taka Yisachar loses, number one. And number two, you could also hear the tzad that Taka, if Yisachar didn't learn, there's nothing to split. Those are the two tzadim. The mice of the Chofetz Chaim went with this mahalach. That means, first of all, you don't lose schar. The Yisachar doesn't lose schar. And second of all, this lulin doesn't lose out even if Yisachar's not learning. Let me answer him. What do you want to ask? That's right. So how did that work? How did that work? Because I'm working, and the Mekubalim seem to say, Chofetz Chaim also said, I guess if you're going with this idea, right, no matter what, because even if you go with the second mahalach, you're going to have it shver. We're just splitting the schar, but why should I get the knowledge? Right? So Lamai, you're going to have to say that's just like a freebie. And no matter what, you're going to have that kasha. So I guess you have to say that's just a freebie that comes down. What?
If you study the schar, Yisachar knows less when he goes to
the... No. Again, knowing for sure. Knowing is a freebie. Knowing the freebie. It's only on the schar. It's only on the schar.
And also, if you're the one who's supporting Yisachar, and he's about to die, he's about to lose terror, so I wish it never worked.
Wait, what happened? The Zulun is about to die?
Yisachar's about to die, and he says, I wish it never worked.
You mean, and he has charata on everything he did. So then it's very good. It'll be totally in the same chakir. Very good. If you go to learn this, that the work. So they'll be telling that, right? If the word is it my work, I get schar for my works. I worked. And I did it with my. When I was working. No, you should know. I hope this tzad in the chakir is right. Because, first of all, what you're asking. And also, no, we hope this tzad is right. Because, imagine a person how he works. I know somebody who has Yisachar's vulin. I actually was the shadchan for this Yisachar Zvulun, and you see, he's excited to go to work. It's not like when he's doing it, he's doing something of value. He's doing something of tayelis. It's a merdik zach. They take on like that. The achrenim take on like that. I once asked Rav Yashiv, can I say in shirim that this is the halacha? Right? And Rav Yashiv said yes. I don't know if I don't know what, maybe he held it to tzadim, and he said, this is how I could say it in a shir. I'm allowed to say that the pshat is that the Yisachar doesn't lose. I'm allowed to say that the Zvulin gets schar no matter what. That the Zvulin, in other words, even if the Yisachar didn't learn, that the Zvulin is going to have all the Torah knowledge. Right? And I guess the lamdus is like this, because he's the one who's causing it. That's the drama pshuta. Okay, now like this. Oh, by the way, you got to be a Zvulin also. Yeah, sorry?
Last time we spoke about their wives.
Yeah, the same idea. Right.
Yeah. If you go with the Chofetz Chaim, then it becomes very nice that he sends her husband to work, but he's really learning Torah. But on the other side, it's only 50-50.
100%.
She sent her husband only to work. He's not learning Torah. She gets his schar also or not?
I mean, she's a Zvulinet?
Yeah.
She's a Zvulinet. She's not a...
She's Zvulinet. Yeah.
So what do you want to know?
Did she get her husband's schar or not? Because
the truth is, the Zayir in Parshas Lech Lecha says, anyways, it's one goof. Right? It's anyways, a woman and a man, husband and a wife, it's one goof. Right? Me and my wife took the vaccine together, beginning to actually feel it. What?
No,
it doesn't depend on how hard he works. It depends if he's doing it with the right kavana.
No, he's working with kavana.
Yeah.
There are jobs where you don't work so hard to get money. You're a CEO and you don't work at all. You sit in your office and you're
looking. That's interesting, Shiloh. So I'll tell you the answer to that question. You know the answer to the question? The answer is like this. There was a maisa with Reb Chaim Salvechik, right? So Reb Chaim Salvechik once came collecting for Voloshin when he went to a certain town. And don't worry, it's going to get to your Shiloh. And he went to a certain town. And he came to Reb Chaim, the two Gabayim said, Reb Chaim Salvechik is going to collect. No, we'll do it. There were two big Gabayim, we'll do it. They come back to Reb Chaim, they said, you stay here, go and learn. He came back like a day later, and they brought Reb Chaim half the money. They told Reb Chaim, come back in 6 weeks, we'll have the other half. Kitzur, Reb Chaim came back in 6 weeks, or they went to Reb Chaim, whatever the story is, they came back to Reb Chaim, and they said to Reb Chaim, before we give you, we have the money, but we have a shayla first that we have to ask, like a din Torah. Reb Chaim said, okay. I'm not dying in brisk. Simcha Zelig is. So let's ask him. So they went to Simcha Zelig to ask as if Chaim wouldn't be able to answer. Huh? So they went to Simcha Zelig. Kitza, he listened to the case. What was the case? The case is like this. Me and this Gabbai, we have a shutfis that everything we do b'shutfis in our Avaitis Hashem, you know? So we always go together. You know, that's our shutfis. So now when we heard that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is collecting, so we thought this is a tremendous opportunity and we don't want to, you know, squander the opportunity and go in there. We want to do it ourselves. So we decided together we're going to take the money for the yeshiva. We're going to do it, right? The yeshiva needs 300 rubles. So I'll give 150 and he'll give 150. Okay? So what happened? So we gave, you know, already the half of the money then. And now it's coming time to give the second half. Now, I don't have the money now, one of the shutfim. But, you know, we have a deal. So I kind of, that, fine. So you'll give the 150. He said, we'll come back in 6 weeks. You'll give the 150. And you'll lend me 75. And then I'll pay you back 75. He says, No, our shutfis is that, you know, we get to do this like this together. If you don't have the ability, then I'm taking the whole mitzvah. I'm going to give all 150, and we're only a shutfim at Kami you have. And he says, no, we're shutfim at Avayis Hashem. That was a shayla. Okay, some chazal, so Chaim in the middle asks the shayla and the entire, Echav Kasha. One Kasha. You guys had that kind of money back then? Yeah, we had that money. So my Kasha is like this. So why didn't you give the money back then? What took 6 weeks? You know, maybe if you don't have the money, but what took 6 weeks? So they looked at Rav Chaim like, you know, Rav Chaim Weiss doesn't learn, doesn't understand from business. They told him, you think it's easy to take your hand and to put it in your pocket and take out the money? Right? So the first time we were able to do it, and the second time I had to work on ourselves, and it took 6 weeks. Right? You know, so that's the answer to your kasha. In other words, it's true, the guy is the CEO and he doesn't, you know, he does like this all day, like, you know. You know, and he ain't doing much, right? But to take the hand and to put it into the pocket and to take out the money and to give it, that's a very hard work, right? So that itself, for a person to be able to do that, you know, somebody, I was giving a shiur on tzedakah recently, right? And I was talking about meiser and whatever, and chaymish. So a person came over to me after shiur and says, Rabbi Kalas, I just want you to understand, you know, it's not easy. So he was talking about certain, when to make the meiser cheshbon and whatever. And he says, you know, it's just not easy to go into your pocket and take out, you know what it is to take out $1 million? I don't know. God, I don't know. No, you know, it's not easy to go into the pocket and to take out $1 million. But those are the basic shilas in Sachas Vulin. I think, any other shilas, I want to get to something else for a second. But those are the basic shilas. And, by the way, you have to be a Zvulin also. You think like a Zvulin is just a guy that, like, the Rambam says, what's a Zvulin? The Rambam says, Vade still has to be, you know, a Zvulin. So you can't learn as much, right? So that's the story with the Chazanish. The Chazanish, some bacher once came to the Chazanish and he asked him, I'm Ben Esmanim, how much am I supposed to learn? So the Chazanish told him, I'm Ben Esmanim, you learn like a Balabas. It's a Balabas, you know, me, my father's Rosh Hashiva is a dog, what do I know from Balabatim? So the Chazanish went to the shelf, he took out a Rambam, the Balabas, right? The Rambam says, a Balabas, he's supposed to learn 9 hours a day, and he works for 3 hours. You know, the Bacher looked at him like, I don't do that during the Zman. So you have to still be a Balabas. It doesn't mean in numbers. When people ask me, what does it mean? In their time, you were able to learn 9 hours and work 3 hours and be able to make a parnasa and be able to live and whatever. The Rambam, that was in the Rambam said, today, there's no job that you can say, okay, I'll learn, I mean, unless you get that job, right? Halavai. But there's no job. So it means that Torah has to be the ikar of my life. Now, that's what it means. It means that my Seder is what I'm looking forward to. And, you know, that has to be what the, that's the... Okay. So somebody asked me like this. I love this. Now, we have a few minutes right here. I love this. So somebody asked me a shy like this. He asked me, right? You know those guys? The Rambam guys. You know those guys, right? But the Rambam holds you're not allowed to take money for learning. Wait, I'm doing my corona, my vaccine voice now. One sec. The Rambam, Maimonides holds, you're not allowed to take money for learning. You know that Rambam? Everybody knows that Rambam, right? You're not allowed to take money for learning, which is, of course, like a direct steer to everything we spoke about today, but, you know. Okay. It's not really, because Ramosh has a tshuva that Yisachar Zvulin might be different. Because Yisachar Zvulin might be like a gather of like a business deal. It might be like a business. Ramosh has a tzad that you can't take Yisachar Zvulin from your Meiser money. Because it's like a partnership. You know, I'm buying Goyle Mabal. So that's not Meiser. Now, I don't think most places can hold like that. So he said, most Pesachim don't hold like that. That means that, you know, this whole concept of Yisachar Zvulun is against the Rambam. Does everybody know the Rambam? You know, the Rambam holds you can't take money for Torah. There is such a Rambam. Maisha brings the words out. The Rambam is very famous. The Rambam says, you know, I'll read you the Rambam side because it's one of those things that, you know, you got to see to believe. Right there. Yisaydei, the first volume, I suppose. In those Rambams, probably in the first volume. Mada, yeah. Mada. Mada over here is a dirty word. This is great. Now, this is like one of those Rambams that, like, every Shiva Bacher has to know this because, you know, because every Balabas does. So the Rambam says like this. He says, okay, the Rambam writes, Kol ha-meisim al-libay shi'asei b'tayra v'lo yaseh melacha. If he wants to learn and not work and yisparnis from tzedakah, and he wants to, you know, Yisachar Zvulun, right? Ha-reze chilol es Hashem. You know, what's the example? The Rambam's chilol Hashem. Is he taking money for learning? Yeah? And ubize es ha-tayra. To b'zayin of the Torah. And kaba ma'or adas is the end of the spark of the religion. This is great. And garim rola atzmai, you're causing bad to yourself. Not the chayiv min oylam haba. You lose your chaylik in oylam haba. Because it's also to be nene from divrei Torah. And the chachamim say, he goes on, it don't sound happy. This is what it means in the Mishnah and Avos. Leisasa atar les gadol bay. Don't be, you know, taking the crown of Torah in order to become great. Erev is a malacha, go work. Called Torah Sheini Mamalacha Saifa Betela. Okay? It's pretty difficult, this, no? What's going on? So it's unbelievable. It's in the first Rambam. Somebody should tell this to Rav Shach. Rav Shach wrote a Sefer on the Rambam. You guys know that? It's all Sefer. Avi Ezri's on the Rambam. Somebody should tell him. Like, come in. You're the whole guy with the kaitel and learning and all this stuff, right? And money for Torah and everything. Like, hello. You know? And what else? What else? Somebody should tell this to the Stipler. Somebody should tell it to Chazanish. Somebody should tell it to all the Rosh Hashivas. Right? Somebody should tell it to me, right? The second Seder Koil, right? The first Seder Koil and the other Koil, right? Somebody should tell it to me, you know? I just opened another Koil in Ramat Shlomo, Israeli Koil, right? I'm like a Chazak of Mechalel Shem Shemayim over here, right? It's like three times, three more Chazakas of Darbab and Chazanah, right? And they say this Rambam like the Aseres Adibris, right? How could you take money for Torah? The Rambam says it's a Chil Hashem, okay? So Rav Moshe has a truth about this, right? Okay, it's all over the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kufnun Vav in the Bir Lacha there, he says, that it's not negated nowadays. A person is not going to take money for Torah and he won't be able to learn, and whatever. Okay, what was then, what was now? But listen to Rav Moshe. Let me tell you a story about Rav Moshe. You know, just to understand Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was, I think Rav Moshe had a truth. Rav Moshe has a truth about artificial insemination. In that tshuva, Rav Moshe holds that it's not usher. All of IVF is based on that tshuva today. You know, all these things, IVF, IUI, and everything, right? Half the childless I get. Right? And it's based on that Rav Moshe held that it's not a problem. The Satmar Rebbe had a sheet that not like this. Satmar Rebbe held that it's a problem of mamzeris. If the child is not born through a tashmish, through the normal process, so then it's a problem of mamzeris and psulim and everything. It does. Okay. Rav Moshe's psak is the makubal tikka psak, and that's that, right? Obviously, it means from the husband or whatever. But there's no shash mamzeris according to Rav Moshe. The only time you can have mamzeris according to Rav Moshe is when there's a bia, is when there's a tashmish. Without a bia, there's no shaychus for mamzeris. So Satmar Rebbe was very upset about this tshuva. He was very upset. So he sent to Rav Moshe like a mishlachas, a group of talmidim, right, to get Rav Moshe lechol apachas to chayzer on the psak. The part chayzer on the psak. And he told the Talmidim like this. He said, don't argue with Rav Moshe and Svara. Don't argue with Rav Moshe and Svara. Right? Just tell Rav Moshe that the Satmar Rebbe holds that this is going to be like a big piercing Klal Yisrael, you know, and whatever. But you could agree with the Psak. But don't argue with Rav Moshe and Svara. You can't win Rav Moshe and Svara. It's not Shaykh. So they went to Rav Moshe. What do you think they did? You think they argued with Rav Moshe and Svara?
Yeah,
you think that was smart? No. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, so they went to Rav Moshe and they argued with Rav Moshe and Svara. And Rav Moshe obviously wasn't like, you know, it's like Big Gedalia Gumba fighting Papa Smurf. I mean, it's not the old Midrashim, whatever. It's not Nageya. The kids are, so one of the Svaras that they said to Rav Moshe, like a very chutzpah dikka line. So Ramesh, they told Ramesh, like they were talking and learning, and so Ramesh said something. So he said, in the Yiddish, their svara come from the gas. It came from the gas. That svara comes from the street. They said to Ramesh. And Ramesh was a very big savlin and on. There's lots of stories of Ramesh. You know the story of Ramesh with the finger lock, right? There's a whole story to Ramesh. In the olden days, when the car door would close, so you know, if your finger would be there, the door would still close. Okay, I still remember this with the buggy and the horse and dogs, right? You know. So there's Ramesh. Somebody closed the door to Ramesh, and he drove him to the place. Right? When he got out, he saw the finger lock of Ramesh. Right? He saw the finger lock. Right? He said, Ramesh, Ramesh, right? Right? He said, then why didn't you say anything? He said, they didn't want to make you feel bad. There's another story to Ramesh. The story to Ramesh with the this week when, you know, when she stabbed me with the vaccine, you know, it reminded me of the story. Mila Shem Elai! But she says to me, it's not going to hurt. <You know? laughs> All right, not gonna hurt. All right, after she put it on, went, I said, I guess they're right, I just became feminine. The whole week I'm walking around like this. All right, you think it's easy with my tail on this hand, and on this hand, right? And Netanyahu pressing every button. Every day I have this like strange hergish. I just want to read Herzl. I can't figure out why. The whole time I just want to read Herzl. I don't understand why. Anyways, I keep telling my wife to buy a copy, but anyways, my husband. How'd I get into that? I'm forgetting things. How'd I get into that? What? Who's Reb Moshe? What?
Sparrow Street.
Ah. Oh, with the ear. So the what's it called? The person was putting into Reb Moshe a pick line or something, right? Mamish, you know, like you know, no, sorry, no, no, sorry, no, you know, yeah, wasn't going. Reb Moshe, the people that saw it said it was unbelievable. Reb Moshe did not flinch, right, and he was definitely in pain. It wasn't shaykh not to be in pain, you know, and he was definitely didn't flinch because he didn't want the person to feel the, you know. So anyway, so Ramesh was a big savlin, but over here Ramesh was very upset. Ramesh was very makbid, and they saw Ramesh's makbid, and afterward they were mamish mischanin from mechil, and they so it was takar pella to the people that were there why Ramesh was so makbid. So Ramesh said that he was so makbid because miyoyim shomel al daiti from the day that he had any das, right? He said, nothing went into this body except for Torah. There is no knowledge here from the gas. There's no knowledge. There's nothing that comes here except from the chacham of Torah. There's nothing else except for Torah. So he got so makbid when he heard that somebody would say, as far as it came from the street, like if Yachol, you know, it came from the outside. So they told Ramesh finally, after realizing that svara is not going to work, so they told Ramesh to stop Meredith Gebetin, just to not say this because of Kedushas Yisrael. So just write it that it's, you know. So Ramesh said like this. Ramesh said, this hand, it doesn't work. When something is mutter, it doesn't work to write asr. It just doesn't even work, right? It doesn't work. And when something is halachically mutter, it doesn't work. It doesn't. It's a geitnisht, right? So that means that you have to know that knowledge before you read any tshuva in Nigus Moshe. It's not. There's no tshuva in Nigus Moshe. It's based on like you know, as far as of the street or some kind of like overzealous hashkafa or whatever. Everything there is halacha. That's what got in Nigus Moshe. You want to see hashkafa? Moshe said, go look in Dibris Moshe in the Drash Moshe. Go look in the Drash Moshe. Okay. Right? And that which is not halacha, Ramesh used to write the sefer Dibris Moshe, right? He only printed the igris as a means of being able to publish Dibris. You know, today you go to any gvir, boom, you know, Leila Nishmas, you know, is a great aunt, Tante Schnitzel Rainey, and whatever, you know. But today, that was the only, Ramesh had to print the igris Moshe to make money in order to print the Dibris Moshe, Islamdis. That was the door. Anyways, so just read this tshuva. You should all read the tshuva. I'll read you this bekitza because I have to stop in a minute because I have to get ready for Shabbos, you know. And in Shulchan, I'm beginning to do it a little bit too good. Ramesh has a tshuva. It's a beautiful tshuva. You should all read it. You should all read this tshuva. It's not our tshuva. I'll give you the background so that you know it'll be smooth. It's Yerideya Chelik Beis Kufta Zayin. And the name of the tshuva is Getting Money L'Sparnas Me'a Koilalim Kidei Shiuchel Izgadol B'Torah, to learn Torah. This is Ramesh's tshuva. Okay? And Reb Moshe writes like this. But again, the reason I gave you all that background is you should know that by Reb Moshe, there was no such thing by Reb Moshe. He was writing now a shkafa and this and that. Reb Moshe is writing now a locha. Now, Let me give you one more background. Do we paskin like every Rambam? If we paskin like every Rambam, so then we have a very big problem, right? Last Friday night, somebody came to my door, and they had a shaila it's a complicated jazz. I won't go into it, but something with Hezek that allowed me to give them a heter to do a derabanan on Shabbos and not a deraisa. Whatever it was, it's a bit complicated and whatever. But I had a right to give them a derabanan and not deraisa. It has to do with nursing women and pumping milk and whatever. So there's a heter I could have given them to do a derabanan and not deraisa. Make a long story short. Okay? So I told them they could do this heter. Now, I must tell you, the Rambam Shita, you all know there's a concept of a malacha shein tzricha legufa. When you're not doing the malacha for a positive reason, for the reason of the malacha, in other words, you're doing it for some other reason. The classic example is like, you know, I'm putting out a candle. The positive reason of putting out a candle is to get that the wick should be black and should be able, you know, black wicks matter, you know, and to get it that it should be able to work afterward, right? But if I'm doing it just to get rid of the candle, the fire, then that's not a malacha hatzricha legufa. The Rambam holds that if you do a malacha shein tzricha legufa, you chayv misa. We hold not like this Rambam. We hold it's aser. We hold it's a very big aser, but it's only a derabanan. That's how we hold, right? That means that if you feel that we paskin like every Rambam, you know, so then, first of all, I was Mechalel Shabbos thousands and thousands of times of telling people that they could do certain things that the Rambam would hold as an Issa Deraisa in cases where they don't have a Heter of a Deraisa. Right? And who would in the other way? If we paskin like every Rambam, so then, do I have to explain this? Do I have to explain this even? Right? Does the Rambam paskin like every Rambam? If other Rambam wouldn't paskin every Rambam. If the Rambam was here today, and somebody would paskin, like, the Rambam has a certain kula in chaylev, whatever, it's a little complicated in this and that. The Rambam has a certain kula in chaylev that's something that we hold as chayv kares, the Rambam holds as mutter. Mutter gummer, the Rambam would sing a shomer Shabbos, habeinim abbas, and say, oh, the covered Shabbos kodesh when he would eat it, right? Somebody that would do that today, we would take him, we would kill him dead. Who would kill him first? Rambam. Right? Anybody that would say that thing is mutter today, the Rambam would say he's a zakim mamrim, we have to kill him. Who says that? Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Hilchas Mamrim. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Not every Rambam we paskin like, right? Okay. So now with that, listen to this tshuva. Says Rav Moshe, "Hinei adavar atamz chacham aroitzim l'sasek b'toyro l'schakim b'diyas atoyro." Somebody wants to get money for koilul or whatever. "Hinei vaday shaper avdi." He's doing the right thing. The kain ifsik barama. Is he paskin the Rama? Like, what's a stupid question, right? The Rama says like that. You anti-Semit in Sif Chav Aleph. Shafilu bari muta, even if he's somebody that's healthy and he could work, you're allowed to take money for koil. Okay. Hashach over there brings the Kesef Mishnah, that Pasakain, well, the Shach Paskin's like that, the Kesef Mishnah, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like that, the Ramah Paskin's like that. So he says, are you going to say, Ein Kain Das Rambam? The Rambam, no, that's, you know, am I doing it right? The Rambam holds not like that, right? So he says, Afilu Ein Kain Das Rambam. All the Gedolim that lived before the Rambam and after the Rambam don't paskin like the Rambam. So he says, and let's say you'll say something even insane, and you'll say, well, the Halacha is like the Rambam. Okay, let's say. We just said it's not. And nobody ever paskin like the Rambam, not before, not after, not during. He says, so who cares? So you could uproot this from Halacha because everybody did not like this Rambam. That's a psak. That's a psak. In other words, first of all, everyone paskins not like the Rambam. Shach, Ramah, Shach. Second of all, let's say we would paskin like the Rambam. But if you see 500 years, Klal Yisrael is not a new religion, you know. It's not, you know. If you see 500 years of people paskining not like the Rambam, that's a psak. That's a psak. Then he writes, he says, and explains why, because he says, in our door, it's not shaykh. A person, it's not shaykh. We don't have people that are able to live on bread and water and nothing else and whatever, and just like, you know, and find scraping. So go crazy. It's not shaykh. He's writing this in 1964, I think in the year 2021. And it's a little bit even more aggressive, you know. Then he brings in the marshal, and he goes, fine. Then he writes like this. This is the one last line. He says, someone's going to come along. And again, that's why I gave you that dhamma. You know, someone's going to come and say, okay, but I want to do like the Rambam. Right? You know, when I have the koilal, I have a lot of times, so, come on, don't tell me he doesn't want to take money. He doesn't take money, right? You're taking money. Why? Because when a young man takes money, he has more of a sense of achrayus. More sense of responsibility. He doesn't take money, he decides when to come, he decides not when to come. Right? He takes money, he has a responsibility. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. He ain't getting a lot of money by me. Right? But he, it's a responsibility, right? But listen to what he says. So if someone will tell me I'm not taking money because, you know, my shvei is supporting me and this, that, I'll still tell them I want to give you something. because I want him to have the chayest in the kaidel, right? If somebody tells me I don't take money because the Rambam, get out, idiot. Right? Why? I had one guy over the course of the last 14 years of the Kailab. One guy told me, I don't take money because the Rambam. Right? I saw a little with Chalis and everything interesting, weird. I said, call to it, man. Right? Woman, look. Because of this, the reason I'm so aggressive is because this line in Reb Moshe. Remember, I told you, Reb Moshe, there's no shkafa by Reb Moshe in the Tshuva. Reb Moshe is saying halacha. And this is my das in all the Igros Moshe, in all the seven volumes for sure. I don't know about the last two, maybe eight and nine. But in all the Igros Moshe, he doesn't have words like this where he says halacha based on the Yetzirah. It's like a weird Reb Moshe, you know. But I'm telling you, it's halacha. He says, "Ani oimer ki elu amischastim." The guy that comes and calls and says, "I don't take money mitzad shitas Rambam." He says, "Hu atzas Yetzirah." He's doing the wrong thing. He's doing it kedei not to learn. He's doing it just kedei yasek lil moed v'yasek this and basayif al bishachayach his Torah. And v'chulei, so he says, Reb Moshe says, a psak, lo yala machshevoscha, now you're not allowed to do it. And then Reb Moshe goes on and says a big yisayit. He says, and you should know one thing, and there's a big yisayit. If you see something that all the gedolim are doing, and they're okay with, you can't possibly be smarter than them. That's the end of the tshuva of Moshe. He says, lo yala machshevoscha, you see, all the rabbanim, all the rosh yeshivas, all the melamdim, you think that they're a chayte? He says, Reb Moshe, then you're a chayte. Yedidai, nevarchei. Moshe Feinstein. Good? Good job, it's getting a lot.